time the caravan had departed, taking Joseph with it to be sold as a slave in Egypt, his brothers took counsel with each other about what they were to tell Jacob, their father.
I'm glad that's over.
Good riddance, I'd say.
I know, but what worries me is what are we going to tell father?
Well, maybe we can tell him that Joseph was killed by a band of robbers.
He'd never believe that.
Why not?
Because we couldn't prove it.
I guess that's right. What do you think, Reuben?
What do I think? We never should have done it. This sin will weigh heavily on us all our lives.
Feeling sorry won't help. Now, we've got to think of some convincing story.
A convincing story, a lie, and stick to it. That's how it's going to be for the rest of our lives. Lies, lies,
oh,
lies.
Oh, cut it out, Reuben. You're a man now, not a little child.
Brothers, I've got it. How'd it be if we killed a goat and dipped Joseph's coat of many colors in the blood? Huh? We'd tell father that Joseph's been eaten up by a lion.
Yes, that's it. Father will think it's Joseph's blood, and the whole thing will be settled once and for all.
Oh, I wonder.
Well, keep your wondering to yourself. You're in this thing just as much as the rest of us. Now, from now on, we'll have to sink or swim together, you understand? And if anybody gets cold feet and tempted to tell father,
That's enough, Judah. There'll be no killing or talk of killing. All we can hope to do now is to spare father's feelings as much as possible.
Meanwhile, at home, Jacob was telling Leah, his wife, about some of the sights he had seen at the sheep market that morning.
So when I was through with my work, I took a bit of a walk. And what do you suppose I saw?
You saw a friend?
No, I saw a juggler. He was juggling fresh eggs. Unfortunately, he wasn't a very good juggler. He lost his balance. Oh, you should have seen the mess.
Oh, Jacob.
And that's not all. Oh, look. Look here, the boys are back from Shechem.
Oh, it's about time. Hello, Reuben, Judah. We've been worried about
you. Mother, father.
You look sad.
We have something serious to tell you.
Oh, what is it?
Where's Joseph? Where is Joseph?
I don't know quite how to tell you this, but, there's been a terrible accident.
An accident? You mean something's happened to Joseph?
Yes, Father, that is...
Where is he? What happened?
Well, do you recognize this?
Oh, Joseph's coat!
Control yourself, Leah. Now, Reuben.
We found the coat about a half mile from camp.
He's been killed!
Please, Leah.
Oh, Jacob.
Reuben, tell us what happened.
Well, I'm not sure, Father. Joseph joined us at Dothan, and after we had eaten and he had rested a while, he wandered off. Well, he was gone so long, we started looking for him.
And we couldn't find him.
We found only his coat, and we brought it back. We thought you'd like to have it.
Oh, Joseph dead. Oh, my best-loved son, the child of my old age, devoured by a wild beast.
Even as Jacob wept over the sad fate of his son, the caravan which was taking Joseph to Egypt was winding its way over the hot, sandy desert. After several days of weary trudging, chained like a criminal, Joseph entered the great city where Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, had his palace. There in the slave market, Joseph, along with hundreds of other slaves, was offered for sale.
And now, gentlemen, who will start the bidding for this strong young woman from the shores of the Euphrates? 22 years old she is. She's got all her own teeth. She's used to working 16 hours a day.
500.
550. 600. I have a bid of 600. Who bids 650? Going once, twice, three times, sold to Hotep the innkeeper.
Make way for Potiphar, captain of the guard!
Whoa!
Don't make way there! His lordship wishes to inspect the slaves!
Are you the auctioneer?
Oh, indeed, my lord. What is his lordship's pleasure?
I need a new slave for my household. An intelligent lad, if possible.
Oh, I have the very one for you, my lord. A young Hebrew. Hey, step forward, lad.
Looks healthy.
He is, my lord.
I'll take him for 250.
Oh, he's worth at least 600.
You forget yourself, my man. 2:50, not a penny more. Have him delivered to my house by noon. Not a minute later.
Make way for Potiphar, captain of the guards.
Giddy up there.
And so Joseph was sold as a slave to Potiphar, captain of the guard in the army of Pharaoh, king of Egypt.